In individualism, the primary importance is placed on the individual, while in collectivism, the well-being of the group takes priority. Some examples of highly individualistic cultures include the US, Australia, the UK, Canada, New Zealand, and Italy, while Japan, China, Indonesia, Pakistan, and Colombia are usually seen as more collectivist countries. But what makes a society individualistic or collectivist? According to Harry Triandis, who is considered a pioneer of cross-cultural psychology, there are three factors that can determine how individualistic or collectivist a society is. The first is the complexity of the society. Generally speaking, the simpler the society is, the more collectivist it is likely to be. This is because it is easier to work together for the common good when everyone has clear roles. However, as the roles and relationships become more and more complex, the society tends to shift to a more individualistic style, since, as a society grows, so does personal wealth, and personal wealth brings with it mobility. This is why more affluent societies are usually more individualistic. The third factor is how close the people in the society are. If only one culture exists and the people look the same, speak the same language, and share the same beliefs and values, they are more likely to be collectivist and intolerant of outsiders. While if the society is composed of people from different cultures, it's more likely to be individualistic since the people will have to be more tolerant.